288 schools start their march to a football championship, while four are crowned champions on the tennis court. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Do you remember the last time Rockford missed the MHSAA football playoffs? The Rams have played in every postseason since missing in 1994. They qualify for a 29th straight time this year, the longest streak in history. The pairings were set on Sunday, and 256 teams, an 11-player, and 32 more, an 8-player, found out who they would have to beat to earn a spot in the second round. Now, besides Rockford, a couple of other teams extended long streaks. Crystal Falls Forest Park qualified for a 27th straight time, Jackson Lumen Christie for a 26th straight time, and Macomb Dakota for a 23rd straight time. Muskegon, who had the fifth longest streak going, failed to make the playoffs this year. So not only is their streak over, but that means Division II will have a new champion this year, as the Big Reds were the defending champs. There's going to be a new champ in Division I this year as well. Last year's champ, Southfield A&T, did not qualify for the playoffs and won't be back to defend its title. Division 7 is going to see a new champion as well. Last year's champ, Jackson Lumen Christie, is now in Division 6. Everyone else who won a title last year is back in the same division this year, eager to hoist the trophy a second straight time. To see all the pairings, brackets, and scores once games kick off on Friday, visit MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Crystal Falls Forest Park Volleyball. They knocked off Bark River Harris in straight sets to win a third straight Skyline Central Conference title. Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern's Bo Lincoln, his shootout goal over Fruitport, propelled the Huskies to the state semifinals. And the Goodrich girls cross country team, they placed all seven of their runners in the top 15 at regionals. Next up, the finals at MIS.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We talk a lot about the need for registered officials, but how do you sign up? What does it take to become a referee, umpire, or judge? The steps are simple. Go to MHSAA.com to the Officials tab and identify the sport or sports you are interested in. Next, complete the MHSAA Principles of Officiating and the Officials Guidebook exam. Once you pass the exams, it's time to connect with the locally approved Officials Association. The local associations are the ones that provide the training, whether it's on the court, on the field, on the mats, or video training, to get that person completely immersed in the rules, mechanics, and coverages of what it takes to become a good official.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Catching up with our Lower Peninsula Boys Tennis Championships, there's been a lot of winning for the Shia brothers at Bloomfield Hills. Older brother Pierce won his fourth individual tennis championship, and younger brother Connor captured his third as the Blackhawks won the Division I team title for a second year in a row. In Division II, Forest Hills Northern bested Midland Dow and Birmingham Seaholm to win the team title. The Huskies were runner-up in 2021 and 22, and champs back in 2019 and 2020. In Division III, Ann Arbor Green Hills and Detroit Country Day are co-champs. The two teams both earned 32 points. It's the first shared title in Division III since Petoskey and Bloomfield Hills Andover shared the 2002 crown. And in Division IV, Holland Christian got individual titles at six of the eight flights as they rolled to a team title. Maple City Glen Lake was second. For more on all the action from the tennis courts, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.